Beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep 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 a beep a boop a beep go Bayside beep a beep a boop a beep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Go Bayside, which my guest just found out as he sat on my couch. It's the Saved by the Bell podcast, where I have someone over to watch an episode of the show with me. We take notes and then we discuss it. My guest tonight is the very generous Neil Brennan. Because you literally came in and sat down, and then I had no idea what was going on.
I like you. I think you're a nice person.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise. Yeah. I think you're even nicer because seeing your face after I told you what we were going to do, and you didn't leave, you're super nice.
I have your parking pass. I can't leave.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're trapped.
It would have been, yeah.
Okay. Well, the episode that we just watched, it was called Check Your Mate, and the original air date was October 5th, 1991.
Yeah.
And what I need you to do is summarize it in like 4 or 5 sentences and then really get deep into it.
I don't know if this is a running, if they never brought this up again, but Screech is good at chess, guys.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this. And so he wins a match, and then the competition's coming up with the Bayside. Valley?
Yeah, is their rival school.
All right, so there's a match coming up with Valley,
mm-hmm.
and the next week, and then Mark Paul Gosselaar and the hunk from Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, Slater.
Slater decide that Screech needs promotion, so then they're promoting him, and then somebody from Valley comes over.
Right.
Two like mean guys from Valley come over. And they bring a Russian guy with them who's going to beat Screech.
Right.
And then, by the way, we're not even probably halfway into the first act.
Well, no, we got to sum up the whole plot because
okay,
then we got to really.
And then he, and then like, and then there's a thing where there's a, basically he, I have to go through beat by beat. I can't not.
Okay, let me do it then.
Yeah.
Okay, the plot is. There is a chess championship. Everybody thinks Screech is going to win. Zack and Slater bet a lot of money on Screech. The dudes from Valley trick him. They bring in a ringer in the form of the Russian dude. Then craziness ensues.
Not that easy. Oh, was that all you need to do?
Yeah, because we'll go through everything. Because this episode opens with a chess match going on.
Yeah.
Being broadcast on the school's radio station.
Yeah. Which is right there, crazy.
Okay. How many levels are crazy, though? First of all, I trip hard on the school radio station idea already.
You're already out of it.
Yeah.
First shot, you're out of it. You're
Even
not believing
I have gotten emails from people being like, I had one in my school, but I still, it's the craziest idea in the world to me.
It's not even announcements, it's radio.
It's like a straight up radio station. So
like
that's crazy.
Like 80,000 watts?
Yes.
Like you can hear it way far away.
Yes, you can hear it 4 states away.
Yeah.
So, also.
And what's weird is they play adult contemporary.
It's a smooth jazz station.
Which is odd because it's like, why don't you play something the kids would like? No, fuck you, adult contemporary and classical. Classical Sundays.
Classical. But they interrupted the classical rock block to broadcast a chess game.
Yeah. Now, first of all, you're throwing money away. By broadcasting chess. We want to talk about the business of radio. Guys, what are you doing?
You're not going to sell any ad space during a chess game.
And then Liz Berkeley.
Liz Berkeley
knows chess moves.
Jesse
knows chess moves.
Yes.
Which you found crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she confidently is like, oh, yeah, Screech just did a bishop rook block or whatever. Yeah. Like, she knows what that is.
Yes.
Also,
let me put Liz Berkeley. Not only does Liz Berkeley.
You're the first person in the history of this podcast, by the way, to call her that.
Oh,
and
by
it's
the
amazing.
Way, I know her.
Oh, you're real tight with her?
I know Liz
you call
Berkeley.
Her Liz?
That's why I literally call her. Sometimes I think I may have called her Lizzie.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. I used to, like, have a mutual, whatever, long story.
Okay, so Liz Berks.
Lizzie B. she, not only does she not know, she wouldn't even date anyone that would know chess moves.
Not at all.
You know what I mean?
Not at all. Like, yeah, there's zero reason she should know any of that.
Yeah.
But also, I challenge you.
She calls it fancy checkers. Go ahead.
I challenge you to, maybe, can you come up with a list of maybe even two things that would be more boring to listen to being described than a chess game. I could come up with zero.
Checkers, I think, because at least chess has like.
I would argue checkers.
Imagine it.
Yeah, but checkers you can jump and stuff. That's
right,
more exciting.
You can jump in checkers. You can jump in chess. The moves have names. As much the people on chess have names, so you can at least say the rook just did something.
Whereas checkers, you just go red.
That one red circle
jumped that other
black one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you're right.
Maybe
then.
I'm thinking too clearly on this.
Maybe you are. But yeah. So a high school chess match. Which, by the way, did your high school even have a chess team? Do you even know if that is the case?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because zero people would have cared. Zero people would have come to any of the matches.
Yeah.
And zero people would have listened to said matches on
also,
the radio station.
Yes. And there was a 40-person audience.
Oh, there's a live audience. They had stadium seating.
They had stadium seating, including a fucking black dude. As if any black dude ever would go to watch dorks play chess if he wasn't there to sell them weed in Washington Square Park. Where they actually do play
where
chess.
They would
yeah.
be playing.
Yeah, where they actually
yeah,
do play
of course.
Chess. Yeah,
that's true. I did not even notice, because now I'm thinking, because there are minimum black extras in Saved by the Bell, and there's either, most of the time they're nerds. They're black nerds.
He was a black nerd.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I got a good look at that son of a bitch. he was a bona fide black nerd. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So
Screech's pants straight up. I don't know if they're like this in every episode. Let me tell you how high up his pants were. His dick was halfway down his pants. Straight. Like, he probably, even allowing for a small dick, his dick, if his pants were 12 floors high, his dick was on the sixth floor.
His dick is on the sixth floor.
Yeah.
The discussion of Screech's dick immediately makes me just want to crawl in a hole and die. But yes, he does. He basically, I think in the last episode we were talking about how his pants just look like somebody put suspenders on a parachute, you know, and like affixed it.
It's not even.
They're so gigantic.
Even, you're still not even, you can't just, nothing can prepare you for this. It's like a fucking.
You've
Carol
been in
Burnett.
The shit, man.
It's like some Carol Burnett, Bob, whatever his name was.
Bob Hope?
Whoever did the costumes on Carol Burnett.
Oh, you're talking about Bob Mackie.
Bob Mackie, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like some crazy only Bob Mackie would think.
Right,
did,
right,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, so they're the chess match, stadium seating, an actual crowd. That would never happen in a million years. And then Lisa and Kelly come out cheerleaders. There are cheerleaders at this chess match.
Let me put it to you, they waxed for this. They actually went ahead and waxed because they don't.
You have a lot of wardrobe notes.
Yeah, they waxed. They had to have waxed to wear a fucking.
They were wearing dangerously short skirts to perform a cheer at the chess match. Also, the two-person cheerleading squad.
Yeah,
there are two girls
sad.
On it.
That only happens if the rest of them die.
Or
if you're real, if your cheerleading squad dies.
Or if the rest of them were like, I'm not going to show up to the chess match.
Yeah, like,
I don't think
no,
that's
I'll
part
be there.
Of our
go,
jurisdiction.
You go out first.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll get there. We'll probably be there toward
we'll be
the
there.
End. Probably toward the end of the chess match. We should get there.
I've never played chess in my entire life.
I don't. Yeah.
Not one
I think,
time.
Well, it can either take 3 minutes
or 4 hours.
Or 3 days.
I want to learn how, but I always felt like I just was like too dumb to do it. I mean, I'm probably accurate on that, but yeah, I've never done it. So I have no idea what it entails. But I do know that it's not something to be broadcast on radio.
It ain't nothing for the radio, y'all.
It's not at all. And you're right. Not only is it unbelievable that Jesse knew what chess moves are and is confidently saying them, but the assumption that any high school students listening to the broadcast knows what chess moves are. Like anyone at home is
all
going,
the people that
oh,
know
yeah, totally
are
that move.
All the people that would know are there.
Exactly. Nobody's at home listening going, oh, I know exactly what a bishop, rook, flip is or whatever.
Let's not get bogged down here because
there's so much to say about this chess match. So that, and then no offense to anybody who played chess in high school, but I guarantee your high school did not care about it. My high school cared about one thing, football. That's all they cared about.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty true for most high schools.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Philadelphia.
And your high school was a football high school only? Or basketball?
They had basketball. There were too many black guys.
Right.
On the basketball team. So it was like, it was a mostly white school.
Really?
Yeah. And then the black dudes came. This was like in the suburbs, and they black dudes came in from like the.
They bussed them in. Was it like that kind of situation?
Them in, but yeah, it was one of those things.
Oh, okay.
None of us were happy about it. I'm kidding. No, I don't know. No, I think they. I don't know what the deal was, but they're. Yeah. So it was basketball, and
That was pretty much it in my school too.
Yeah.
Okay. So Screech wins this chess match, though.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, like the original one where they're broadcasting it or whatever, and everybody loses their damn minds.
Well, yeah, fucking guy.
A guy comes up and asks him for his autograph.
Yeah, well, he's going to. Oh, I just spit a lot on my mouth. Your mic is fine. Don't worry. There'll be other podcasts after this.
I'm just gonna have to put a screen in front of me now, but that's
screen. So he comes out, wants the autograph. This guy's got pretty low standards of fame.
It's like you'll see that dude in class tomorrow, bro. Yeah. Like, wait till he's sitting next to you in class.
Yeah. And then the guy from Mark Paul Gosselaar and the guy from
Zach
Extra,
and Slater,
the guy from Extra, the hunk from fucking Extra, hunk. There's no other word for it.
There really, truly,
the fucking
isn't.
Dimps on this guy. This guy's got dimps for
he's
days.
Fucking dominating the dimp game.
Yeah, I mean dimp game bananas. They decide to promote him, which is like, okay.
Well, right, because the thing is, since you've never seen the show, it's a running thing that Zach is always trying to make money. Like, he's always like scammer, and any opportunity to be like, I can make money off this, he'll take it. So he sees this total hopeless nerd who comes up to ask Screech for his autograph, and is like, oh, damn. If somebody wants his autograph, that means they're going to want to buy shit with his face on it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah, they're immediately like, we can make money off of this.
Yeah.
And also in the form of betting, they know that they're going to play Valley at this chess match. And so they're also going to bet on the chess match.
Yeah. We're looking at young gambling addicts. Is what we're looking at. Yes. So then the Russian dudes come in, or then guys from. Go on.
The guy. I'm sorry.
No. Go on. You tell him. Because I can't even explain it.
Well, the guys
from Valley come in with a, like, we got a guy, one of our, and he's Russian.
Yes. I do want to point out the guys who come in, because the next scene is the Max, which is their hangout. And that's when the two dudes from Valley come in to be like, get in their faces, talk some smack. We're totally going to beat you at chess because we care about it for some reason. Okay, they're the Masher cousins.
Have they been on the show before?
No, they have not, but they said their name. They're the Masher cousins, and their names are Vinny and Guy Guy. Guy Guy!
Yeah, this is not I don't know. They probably didn't get a lot of WGA awards for this, for writing this show. That'd be the Writers Guild. Probably didn't get a Humanitas from the Writers Guild. That's for, like, the best of the best.
They probably didn't get a lot.
Yeah. Not good writing, guys.
Get more than zero.
Not good writing. Couldn't have taken more than, I mean, it truly looks like 25 minutes
to write the entire. Yeah. I think you're being generous.
No, yeah, exactly. Like, it's not good writing. It's not a lot of specificity. And they on the thing about Saved by the Bell, anything can get a laugh. That's the real thing that keeps on your toes. You don't know if a setup. You don't know where these fucking laughs are coming. They could be on a setup, a punchline, a tag, an establishing shot. You don't know.
Look,
you don't know what they're gonna go like. Fuck you. That's a joke.
It's whenever the guy wants to press a laugh button.
They actually should have
it.
They should, instead of laughter, they should have a guy going, "Fuck you. That's a joke." That would be great.
We decided that's a joke.
Hey, you don't know. What do you know? That's a joke.
What do you know, kids? You dumb kids watching this? That's idiots. A joke. So they come into the Max where everybody's chilling and, you know, to talk shit. And they're just like, yeah, we're going to beat you. And that's when they say, we got a new foreign exchange student. And they bring it in the Russian guy that they introduce as Peter Brezhnev.
Right.
Which I can only assume that is like Peter Smith. That's just like
There's like Brezhnev was the former premier
of course,
the Soviet Union.
And so I'm sure they just were like, that's the first Russian name that we know. And then it just sounds like such a stock,
Like, what's the, they literally wrote with, like, what's the first thing you think of?
When I say yes. Russia, you say Brezhnev.
His name is the Masher twins. What's his name? Vinny. What else? Guy. Great. Moving on.
Shit, now we got to name the Russian guy. Brezhnev. He was a guy. Yes. Write it down.
Yep.
And so Peter Brezhnev comes in. No way he's less than 35 years old.
Yeah.
There's no way. And I feel like I'm even kind of being generous with that.
Yeah.
But he's like a 35-year-old man, comes in, and then he, you know, to be like, I'm their guy or whatever. And then so they're like, shit. But then Screech goes, I'm still fine. I'm going to win. So they triple the bet.
Yeah.
So
the young gambling addicts.
The young gambling addicts triple the bet.
Did they say what the bet was, by the way?
Yeah. In the beginning, it was $100. So now we're dealing with $300, which I have to say is a chunk of change for high school kids.
Yeah. That's a lot.
I mean, that is for me now. I wouldn't bet $300 on anything now.
It's everything.
It's their world.
Yeah, it's everything.
So the next scene is they're in the gym. The chess team is doing a workout.
Right.
It's like doing a workout in sweat.
The black guy was there again, I saw.
Was he?
Yeah, he was there back left. If you watch
I like
the
how
show.
You got LoJack on that guy.
Yeah, no, he's speaking my everything. My eye is drawn to them.
So to them.
Yeah.
But they're all working out in the gym in like sweats for a chess match.
Yeah. Not even out of the first act. That's how interminably plotted these fucking shows are. Like where it's just like, wait, what? Then we're in a thing. That's why it was impossible to pitch because there's too many scenes.
Wait, it was impossible to pitch.
At the beginning when I was trying to explain it, you were like, let me explain it. And
okay.
You got bogged down.
Yeah,
because it's
did.
Too many. There's
it's
too
true.
Many. They these fucking.
It's chock full of action.
Yeah, it's too crazy.
So they're doing their gym workout for some reason in the gym with a chess coach. Like that's even a thing. But while they're doing that and they're doing like chess practice and like fake chess matches, I guess, Zach and Slater come in and then another guy runs in and they take his picture with Screech. And then they're like, that'll be $20 or whatever. So another guy in the school thinks Screech is like a famous dude just because he won a chess match. Like he paid money to have his picture taken with him.
Yeah.
A fellow
Who charged
student.
Him?
Zach and Slater.
Yeah.
Zach and the Hunk.
His promoters. The Hunk. The fellow from Extra.
His promoters.
Maria Menounos' friend.
The fellow from Extra. Yeah. The gent from Extra.
Yeah.
But yeah, so another student who sees him every day in the halls, big fucking deal, pays cash to have his picture taken with him because he won a chess match.
Yeah. It's a giant waste of time.
Are these Amish people? Like, do they know? Do they even have TVs or know what real fame is?
You know, that's it's a weird school. Just feel like it's a weird school. It's just a weird fucking. If they told you that everyone, it turned out that this was, they were all retarded. Like, this was like a school for the retarded. The good looking and retarded. You go like, I buy that. I mean, I couldn't think of another. Mentally challenged. Like, this is like, and then I got you're the chess champion. And like,
is
exactly what would happen. Except they're too good looking and they speak sometimes exceptional English.
Sometimes exceptional English.
Liz Berkeley says something later. It's blow
Liz
your mind. Lizzie B. said something to Dimps you won't believe.
I want to incorporate these new nicknames.
Dimps, if you don't use Dimps, you're on your own.
I don't know comedy if I don't.
Yeah,
yeah, I think in future episodes, I'm only going to refer to them as Liz Burks, Dimps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm caught up on either Dimps or the Hunk from Extra. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both so accurate.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that's crazy to me. He has his picture taken with Screech. They're all like, we're making a fortune off of you. Off of the dumbest students in the history of high school who are paying because they think you're famous. And then the next scene is they're in the hallway chilling out, whatever. And that's when that lady walks in.
Right. Shelley Long.
Oh my God.
Shelley Long walks in. Basically Shelley Long. Not literally Shelley Long, but like,
yes.
But like
because
as
I
close
said.
To Shelley Long.
Oh, totally.
Because in 1991.
Yeah.
A 35-year-old gal.
Because I said that when I was like, this lady is also clearly 35. You were like, she's Shelley Long.
Yeah.
She's so Shelley Long.
Yeah.
And she is. And she's like, you know, wearing like a kind of power suit.
91 suit.
Yeah. Yeah. And is speaking very authoritatively and is very like, hello, Screech.
Yeah.
I'm from Chess Boy magazine.
Yeah. Chess Boy magazine. You know who that's popular with? Pedophiles. Chess Boy magazine got to be one of the number one titles on a pedophile's. Do pedophiles get... I'm guessing they don't get like magazines for their Kindles or their iPads.
No, they get hard copies. They support print media.
Yeah, they do. They really do keep it in business. They should do a PSA about like, hey, afraid of the print media. Guess who's keeping alive? Us creeps. Chessboy magazine, really gross.
Super gross. Super would never exist. Like she says it. She's like Chess Boy magazine, and it's another case where everybody was like, oh yeah, totally. Like, yeah, I totally know what that is, and that's a real thing.
Yep.
And like,
yeah, Chess Boy. No questions asked.
No questions.
Gotta be. You couldn't make it up. As if there's a blank boy anything magazine.
No,
football
shit.
Boy, basketball. There's no blank boy magazine. In fact, Boy Scouts doesn't even have a boy in the title. Like the magazine. I don't remember what it's called, but it's like fucking Service the magazine or something. I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, that's 1,000 times pervier than
Service,
if Boy was in
not
it.
Service.
Service the magazine.
No, Service magazine.
Yeah, so she's like, hi, I'm totally a reporter for Chess Boy magazine. They're like, yes, that checks out.
She kept touching him seductively as well.
Of course. Yeah. Well, because her mission, as we find out later, is to seduce him and break up him and his girlfriend Violet, aka Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
So... So she's super like groping him and hitting on him, and Zach and Dimps are like, what the fuck? This chick is so hot. Why isn't she going for us?
Yep.
And I point that out because I had to write down such a solid line, and you said topical humor. Because Zach turns to Dimps and is like, what the fuck? And he goes, look, there are some mysteries that can't be solved. Like, why does Sinead O'Connor have a hairdryer?
Yeah. Boom. Still a killer joke. Imagine what it got in 91.
Imagine.
The,
you hear the response it gets now.
You know what?
Imagine
they don't,
that.
They didn't put it at the end of the episode. 14 people died in the studio audience. There was a panic. There was a comedy panic. It was like the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory disaster.
But with laughs?
Yeah, with laughter. And people were laughing so hard. The stands collapsed. Yeah, it was fucking. They didn't stop the taping either because they were afraid what the people that were still there would do if they stopped, because it could have been all too. They would have rioted if they'd stopped the taping at that point.
Wait, they kept the tape going.
They
for
kept
the
tape
safety
going for
of
fear
the remainder
of what would happen if they stopped.
Right.
It's like the Beatles at like running to an airplane.
It was like a hard day's night.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a hard day's night.
Slater said that.
Yeah,
joke.
After that Sinead O'Connor joke, changed everything.
That joke is the reason that you and I are comedians today.
Yeah, that's
that joke is when comedy started.
Yeah, Chris Rock was working at Red Lobster when he saw that joke and was like, "What am I doing?" And fucking went and signed up for an open mic.
Like
that very night.
That very night.
Yeah.
The very night.
Actually, the Saturday afternoon, because it aired at Saturday at noon. Yeah. So Chris signed up early. He went down to the comic strip. Was like, what am I? And they're like, what are you here for? He goes, you know what I'm here for.
You saw it Saved by the Bell.
You saw it Saved by the Bell. Let's go.
Okay. My stomach hurts from laughing. I need to recover. To be honest, I'm not even laughing at what you said. I'm laughing at remembering the Sinead O'Connor joke.
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Yeah. You're also talking about one of the great closers of that era, closing joke of that era, which is see ya at the Galleria. That's what the lady, the ringer, said when to meet her friend.
Here's the, we have to point out, she's still in character as the editor-in-chief of the very real Chess Boy magazine.
Look, you don't need to contextualize that joke. Go ahead and do it, though.
I feel like I should.
That joke speaks for itself. Go ahead.
But I feel like to give it the respect it deserves.
Yeah, all right, go on.
She's in character, still the serious lady from Chess Boy magazine.
Yep.
Sets up an interview with Screech. Oh, because I also want to point this out. Sets up an interview with Screech. He says, she's like, what about lunch? He says, yeah, meet me at the Max at noon. And she immediately is like, okay. Which what? She's a total stranger. Like, she doesn't...
Yeah.
She's a stranger and an adult to them, but she's like, totally, I'll be there. And isn't like, I don't know what that is. I don't go to the school. Yeah. I'm not a teenager like you guys, whatever. So that, but that's me nitpicking. But then, so she sets that up, boom, gets on the payphone to call one of the Masher cousins. Then her Valley accent comes out.
Right.
And then, to end the phone call and the scene, she says,
see ya at the Galleria. Killing. Killing. Like, another 11 people died. There were Japanese people visiting committed harikari when they heard the sea at the Galleria. That's...
They knew
that was as good as it was going to get. And they also had shamed their family for not writing that joke. They'd brought great shame to their families. And for not having written "See at the Galleria," took out little fucking knives. Don't ask me how they got in to through
this
metal detector.
This is a pre-9/11 world. I don't think they were so strict.
Yeah,
in the,
that's true.
The security line.
So
to
there'd be guys with samurai swords. There'd be guys with fucking semi fucking Uzis standing in line. What time's the taping? It was crazy. It was like a rogue's den. Waiting in line to see Saved by the Bell. Live taping. Hot taping, guys. Hot ticket.
Okay. I seriously am like, you're making me look very unprofessional right now.
No, it's fine.
Because I'm like weeping, laughing. Okay, let me get my shit back together after see you at the Galleria. That's the end of the scene. And then when you pointed out, standing ovation.
Yeah. From the
studio audience. So... the next scene, they're at the Max.
Right.
Screech and the editor-in-chief of Chess Boy magazine being interviewed. Very professional. But she's also, she keeps like putting her hands all over him, all that kind of shit. And she's asking him questions. And at one point, whatever he says, she goes, you are so deep. Which I just like that too, because it's like, who can say that seriously with a straight face, even if you mean it. Then Screech's girlfriend, Tori Spelling, comes in and is getting all pissed because that's when... Allison from Chess Boy magazine reveals, we're going to make you the centerfold.
Yeah.
The centerfold of Chess Boy magazine, which totally lends itself
you know
to
how
your pedophile
you get the,
theory.
Yeah, which is, hey, Screech, are you ready for 1,000 pounds of jizz? That's when you're the centerfold for Chess Boy magazine. They go, are you ready? How much jizz force can you take?
Wait. He doesn't have people jerking off live.
No, I know, but it's like, it's not for everybody.
Jizz force.
Jizz G-forces. J-forces.
But.
Yeah.
What do you imagine then? Is it like him posing? It's a centerfold. So is it like him posing on a bearskin rug with like just a chess piece over his dong?
Yeah.
Like just
that's
like
exactly,
the king or whatever.
What
over
it's
his...
Bruce. It's the. Burt Reynolds.
It's a Burt Reynolds, but yeah, but just like a strategic chess piece.
But also like some of his dick is also sticking out.
Like a little dick cleavage? A little side
but it's
dick?
Not, it's just accidental. Like it's like...
Yeah, but it's like whoops, accidental. Like
yeah, but it's like, no, it's just like they don't have the right, they couldn't quite match up his dick to a chess piece. So it's just like some of it's kind of sticking out like a sandwich. From behind the chess piece. Just like, is that a... jizz force. That is a dick. Jizz
that
force.
Is. Yeah, so Chess Boy magazine having a centerfold, that's absolutely strictly for pedophiles. So Violet's super pissed. His girlfriend is super pissed because she is like, oh my God, Screech is only paying attention to Chess Boy magazine lady and not me. And so... the next scene, she's in the locker room. She's in the girls' locker room defacing the lockers. She's writing on the lockers, Screech is a slime.
Yep.
And Kelly and Jesse and Lisa come in and they try to be like, look, how do you not know that Screech is just straight up dumb? He's dumb. He doesn't even know this lady's hitting on him. He just wants to be the centerfold of Chess Boy magazine. Why don't you let him have that?
Right.
And she's like, oh, you guys are right. Because she specifically says, oh, golly goose. All right, I made
specifically,
sure to write that
Your
down.
Honor, I heard her say, yes. Oh, golly
Can
goose.
Can we go back to the transcript? Oh, golly goose. And then she says, you know, it's hard dating a high-risk hunk like Screech. So she's like, you're right. I'm going to go apologize to him. I shouldn't be mad that he's too dumb to know he's being hit on.
Yeah. And also, like, you knew what you were getting into when you dated him.
That he's a total idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she should have. It's on her. This is all on her, basically.
Yeah.
So she goes to apologize, and Screech, they're in the hallway. Screech is in front of his locker. And that's when he's like, hey, I need to talk to you about Allison. I'm not sure about this. And she's like, oh, cool. You came to your senses. And he's like, no, I'm going to her pool party. Again, chess boy pool party. What screams pedophilia more than that?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Empty. You get there. There's like one creep. And then slowly but surely, more creeps come. And in my head, a lot of them are wearing tank tops and construction hats.
Oh, yeah. Wait, why construction hats?
I don't know.
That's just what no creeps wear?
And thick mustaches.
Well, of course. I mean, yeah. Of course you got to have, like, they all have plush Dick Sweeper
mustaches. Actually, you know what?
Mustaches.
No. I say no to the construction hat. That was an adult party that I was imagining.
Okay.
Wire rim glasses,
Dick Sweeper mustaches.
Yep. Jeffrey Dahmer wire rim.
Yes. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Tank tops.
Yep.
And, like, tidy whities or, like,
tidy
board
whities.
Shorts?
Oh, at the pool?
At the pool party. At the Chess Boy magazine pool party.
Pants. They're not even pretending that they're to swim.
Oh, so they're full on in pants.
Pants, no underwear.
But I picture put all that into like a pool party scene from Boogie Nights.
That's the daytime scene.
Yes.
Where John Riley says, how much do you bench?
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally.
Same exact.
Same
that's
music,
the one
same
I was
scene.
Thinking.
Like yep. Same, yeah.
That's the one.
Okay, so we just painted the picture of the Chess Boy pool party.
Yeah.
Okay, because then Screech says to Violet, oh no, I'm totally going to this party. I just need to know which swimsuit is better.
Right.
And that's when in the hallway of his school.
Drops it like it's hot.
Totally. Just drops trowel in the middle of the day in this high school hallway.
Yeah.
Like it ain't no thing. Like he wouldn't just totally get beat up immediately.
Right. So, I bet they would have beat him up by then. I mean, if they were going to, you know what I mean? If they're like, we'll let him go now, but if I swear to God, if this guy Screech pulls his pants down, we pounce. I got no problem so far with any of his behavior, but I promise
it's
you.
It's on the up and up.
Promise you. I got my eye on this guy. He drops his pants and he's wearing shorts and it's go time.
He's up until then, he's fine. Then it gets weird.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's in the middle of the school. It's in the middle of the hallway, middle school, takes his pants off, is wearing a swimsuit. And then that's when Mr. Belding, weirdly, like, super hyped and scatting, just, like, walking in the hall, like, I'm in such a good mood, like, turns to him and is like, I like the blue ones. Like, again, any principal would be like, yeah, you can't take your pants off in the middle of school.
But you're talking, don't get in the way of a hot cross. That's what we call a hot cross in the sitcom biz. When a guy crosses.
Yeah, yeah. I put two and two together on that.
Gives him a zinger.
Right.
You can call the Lenny and Squiggy, you can call the hog, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But that's what that
So that's
was.
What Belding was doing?
Yeah.
So he had to just go ahead and complete that instead of actually enforcing any sort of rules on his students.
Yeah, because then the plot goes in a whole other direction.
Right.
And it's funny if the principal is not paying attention. Guys, I'm not going to explain liturgy to you.
Please tell me how to write comedy.
No.
But you know. Like, well, or do you? Because you did not write the Sinead O'Connor joke.
I didn't.
So,
No. Here's what I didn't say earlier. You're talking to a guy who wrote for Kenan and Kel. So.
Oh, shit.
Don't.
So, again, you also were inspired by
right,
that
but
line.
Here's the other thing I wanted to say was these plots. This is a competition plot. This is your standard competition plot. I wrote a Kenan and Kel about it. It was called, there was a bagging, Kenan worked at a grocery store as a bagger. So I thought it'd be fun if there was a bagging competition.
Right.
And there's
well,
all
sure.
sorts. Of, yeah. So, but.
Did he end up on the cover
the
of Bag Boy magazine?
No. Well, here's the thing though. That's basically the same plot as like that documentary Murder Ball. It's just a simple competition.
Yeah.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Fucking,
of course.
And the thing that people don't realize, Silver Linings Playbook, basically
totally.
A dance competition movie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're acting like this proves my point that there's almost no difference plot wise between Three's Company and Schindler's List. It's just a matter of of what you're putting in the hole. Do you know what I mean? Like, Rocky's got no laughs in it. And
right.
It's basically the same plot. You misunderstand people. People are plotting. There's a
right.
I thought you were somebody else.
Right.
A shapeshifter.
You're kind of like blowing my mind right now.
Yeah.
Also, is it true? You know far more about this than I do, honestly. Like, I'm not goofing. Isn't there a thing where there's like only four plots or something in all movies?
Oh,
or
that
stories,
I don't know.
Or,
but yeah, basically, yeah.
I've read somewhere that, yeah, that's like there's in all of television movies, there's like four or five plots and that's it. And everything is just like you said, like a variation on.
Yeah, a variation
whatever
on
whatever those four
and
plots
different,
are.
A different filling in the same.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. So basically you're saying the episode of Saved by the Bell we just watched is pretty much on par with Schindler's List.
It's at least Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, yeah.
At least. Yeah, it's the same. It's a fucking competition. It's a right. Goofy-ass competition.
Right, of course.
Like, the fact that no one said, hey, Silver Linings Playbook is Flashdance. Or it's the Dirty Dancing. It's the
right.
same thing.
Right.
To the move. They do the fucking thing.
The lift. And stuff.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Goofy.
Did you not like it?
No, it's a shitty movie. It's a gambling movie and a dance movie. The fact that everyone was like funny, it was like, it's a dance movie.
Wait, what's the
And they
the
pretended
gambling
like
part?
They were the De Niro money plot.
Oh, the football.
Like, I
oh,
gotta
right,
get,
right, right. Okay.
I'm gonna lose my restaurant.
Right.
That's, you could, it's the same, that broad. It's just played like, I'm gonna lose my restaurant.
Right.
Instead of like, hey, if we don't save the senior center, we're
right,
all gonna
right,
die.
Of course.
It's like
yeah,
the
yeah.
same dumb plot.
Yeah.
Wow. Mind blown. Mine's
no,
blown
you,
right
I, I'm like grappling with this.
It's
right
crazy.
Now.
It's a tough thing. It's tough. It's a tough day for all of us. All right, keep going.
Okay. Wow. I don't know. The realness that you just fucking served up. Yeah. So yeah, Belding. Who gives a fuck? He's like, cool. Try on swimsuits in the middle of the hallway in the middle of the day. No problem. Okay. But I wrote down in all capitals, after this is all said and done, that Valley is so invested in a chess match. One of those, they sent a spy. This is all a spy tale, too. They had a girl spy for them.
Using her vagina as a weapon.
Yes, for a chess match.
Yeah.
One chess match.
Yeah. Is it? I know what you're thinking. Is this the 1800s? No. 1990, the Valley.
That's right.
Sweet
Modern
Valley.
Day.
Is this in Sweet Valley?
It is not. It is in, well, it is in the Palisades. It's supposed to take place, like, Bayside High is obviously fake, but they say that they live in the Palisades.
Oh, that's interesting.
And, like, Malibu and stuff. So yeah, a spy for a chess match. A chess match that all of a sudden means the world to these high school kids.
Yeah.
All right, so the next scene is they're in the Max. And Screech is basically crying because the Masher cousin stole his lucky beret.
Right.
So he's like, oh my God, I'm totally going to lose. I'm fucked. This sucks.
Yeah.
I'm obviously way more nitpicky than you are, but I did write down, like, the whole crew is like hanging out, and then everybody has to leave except Zach and Dimps. When everybody else leaves to go home or whatever, I just wrote down how Zach says to them, take care. Because it's like, who? You're going to see them in a few hours anyway.
Yeah.
But that was such a weird, not teenager.
You know what the
anything.
Other thing he was going to say? Be good to yourselves.
Yeah, yes, totally. It was just
hey,
so,
guys, be good to yourselves.
Take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
I'll see you at school tomorrow. Like, that was just so weird mom style. And but also
my
like,
favorite one of those, I don't know where this came from in my head. I remember Bobcat Goldthwait were talking about Louis Anderson. I don't know why we were talking about Louis Anderson. And Bobcat... summation of Louis Anderson was be good to your family.
What?
Which made me laugh. Be good to your family. All right, keep moving on.
What? That's hilarious.
Yeah, be good to your family.
Words of wisdom.
Yeah. So he can't win without his lucky beret, which
yes.
is another trope that you may recognize from, like, you know, it's like
anything.
Star Wars, Luke Skywalker.
Sure.
He like, you think there's going to be a use the force thing. No.
No, he...
You can win without your beret. It's about your skill. It's not about superstition.
Of course.
Et cetera. It
yeah, yeah.
happen.
So, but he's like sitting there crying. And then that's when Zach and Slater come up and they're like, don't worry, we got this. Hand him his beret that he thinks is beret. And he's like, thanks, dudes. Runs off. And then that's when they reveal they just have like a box full of them. And they start selling them.
Mm-hmm.
They start selling them in the Max. And kids are like stepping over other kids to buy the fake lucky beret of the dude who won a chess match. I mean, they are selling the shit out of these.
Yeah, I think it speaks for itself.
They're throwing cash at Zach
yeah.
and Slater to be yeah. like, I want a replica of the beret.
Gotta say, tonally consistent. tonally, that's the tone they didn't. It wasn't like a sour note. Like, wait, what the fuck? The whole thing
it
is what the
out.
Fuck. So you just go, yeah, more what the fuck. Right after this. Yeah, that's tone, consistent tone.
Okay, wait a minute. Why are you so level-headed all of a sudden?
Because like, I don't
understand why you're critiquing this.
Because I don't
April.
Have a joke for it. Go on. Okay. I don't have an observation.
Okay, so everybody's buying these berets. Screech runs off to tell Violet, like, hey, they found my lucky beret. She says, that's not the one I gave you. It's a fake.
Yeah.
But then when he walks up, Zach and Slater walk into the hallway, both wearing berets. And the reason I wrote that down is because that's so, if you're trying to convince your friend, here, we found yours, this one thing you think you can't win without, why would you wear, if you wear them around him, then he's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Clearly the one you gave me is a fake, you idiots. So it's like they sabotaged their own plan.
Yeah.
That was super dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. It sure was. And what bothered me as a writer was that's the end of the beret.
You wanted plot. More. You wanted more beret
finish
shenanigans.
Finish it, guys. Finish it. Sloppy.
How does it finish?
Well, they should have done a thing with what the guy was saying. Like, it's not about the beret. You can do it on your own.
Oh, right.
They didn't do that.
That's true.
Yeah, they just, and that plot's over, and it's like, what?
What? Well, whatever. I'm more angry that Zach and Slater are just inept.
I'm more angry that my father was remote. Go ahead. He was just remote.
Yeah, but mine too. Then we wouldn't be comedians, though.
I know, exactly.
Okay, so they, you know, Screech is like, well, I'm fucked. I'm totally going to lose. I don't have my lucky beret. You guys, we're all fucked. I'm going to lose the bet. The next scene is the big match where he's got to fight. He's got to play this Russian dude. So, which I believe it's the all-city chess meet or something. So, the Valley dudes show up. They bring Peter with them. They get in Zach's face. They're like, oh, we're going to fucking crush you. Deal with it. Okay. They walk off. As they're walking off, and Peter is the last in line to go to the stage, I guess?
Yeah, there's a backstage for the chess.
Yes. It totally was backstage. Zach and Slater go up to Peter, and they're like, hold on.
They were in the VIP of the chess. Go ahead. Basically, yeah.
It was totally like the green room somehow for the chess match that's on stage.
Yeah.
Zach and Slater go up to Peter and they're like, hold on, it's a custom in our country to go take a picture before the match. And the guy's like, okay. But I noted that because they were all in succession. Like, the other two dudes didn't notice he was gone at all.
Yeah.
They never once looked back and go, what? Where'd you go, Peter? Anything like that. So Zach and Slater take Peter to the janitor's closet.
Right.
But on the way, walking on the way there is one of my favorite jokes.
It's a great joke.
It's one of my favorite jokes in the history of the series. And it is when they're walking him and he goes, like Peter says, well, you know, the match starts in 5 minutes or whatever. And Zach goes, I know. That's why we're rushing you.
Yeah. Which is a double entendre.
But
do you guys get it?
To me, that...
Hold on. I just realized the third entendre.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a triple entendre.
We're rushing you. Mm-hmm. Russian, right? Mm-hmm. That's the, like, the
it's
one.
The main one.
Yeah,
main
that's
one.
The main one.
It's the most popular one.
There's also, we're rushing you, meaning we're rushing you to this janitor's closet so we can get it over with.
Yes.
Third one, what's we're rushing one? You like we're bum rushing you. We're fucking rushing like, yo, they rush me.
Dude.
Trips.
Dude.
Trips, dimps. Triple dimps. Dimps.
That
you can't spell dimps without trips.
Wait, hold on. I was on board.
Trip.
Okay. I have to pick my brain up off the floor right now. Because you're fucking right on all
there was
points.
I was one time at a restaurant with a couple friends of mine, and they had something on the menu. It was actually right around here, Bossa Nova over in Santa Monica Boulevard. Uh-huh. And they had something called cheese shrimp, which I so I just yelled out shrimp. And we said it for 2 years, and I forgot about it for the last 7 until just now. I forgot about it.
I'm all about
shrimp.
Making memories.
Yeah, thank you.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Every time we saw each other for a year and a half, that was the first thing we said.
You know what you're going to do after this podcast, though? Or I hope you're going to call
one of those friends.
I'm
going to text it to my friend.
I'm going to be like a long-distance commercial.
Shrimp. Yeah.
You're going to call. It's going to be softly lit.
Yep.
You're going to be like, memories. Memories of shrimp.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, anyway, that's why we're rushing you.
Yep.
That's another, I feel like Carlin saw that one, and that's when he
did his first
mic.
Yeah, got in a time machine. Yeah.
It inspired him to not only do comedy, but to figure out and build
a time machine.
I
actually, he was alive, he was doing comedy, he quit for a while.
Yeah, but that brought him back in the game.
No, once he's out, he's like, I can't.
Oh, he quit because he was just like, there's no topping.
He moved out
this.
To the desert. Yeah. And when he saw that, was like, I can't. And then finally, the guy from one of the writers of Saved by the Bell had to go out and get him. I was like, dude, you can do it.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I have faith in your stuff. I'm saying that.
George, I've seen your stuff.
Yeah.
Which is what they say to comedians.
Yeah.
Hey, in movies, I've seen your stuff.
You got it in you.
You're pretty good.
You got the goods, kid.
Yeah.
So after that, Zach and Slater throw this Russian dude into the janitor's closet, basically kidnap and assault him.
Yeah.
There's no sugarcoating it.
Yep.
They tie him up.
Robbery and extortion.
Totally. They tie him up, take his clothes off. Zach dresses up like him and then walks onto the stage to do the chess match. So full on kid, like they could be arrested and prosecuted. Full on crime.
Yep.
Violent crime.
Yep.
Yeah.
Felony.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Kidnapping? Yeah, kidnapping is a felony.
Okay. Well, is it kidnapping or is it like, because they're not asking for a ransom and they do just leave them in a closet.
Oh, it's a forced, it's forced kidnapping.
Okay. All right. So a felony.
Yeah.
That they just fully commit as teenagers in high school.
Yeah.
So Zach comes in. He's now.
They get charged as adults. They're gone 40 years.
Oh, it's all.
No extra, no NYPD blue.
They would not have the careers they have today.
No,
their names would be ruined.
No. They go away.
Yeah.
They go upstate, guys, as we say. In the biz.
In the biz?
He had to go upstate. Keep going.
Okay. So, Zach walks in. He's now Peter Brezhnev. Sits down. And I made a note of the fact that he is maybe 2 feet away from Screech's face, his best friend of his whole life, who does not recognize him whatsoever.
Yes.
Just does it. He has a wig on and glasses, and that's it.
What's funny is he actually has a Screech wig on.
He has the
same wig as Screech.
Yeah, it's
more
totally
or less.
Just like brown curly hair.
Yeah,
but yeah. So he's 2 feet away from his best friend, looking right in his eyes, and not once is Screech like, "Wait a minute, you look just like my best friend that I see every day of my life."
Yep.
No idea who it is.
Yep. Professor Belding kisses
Professor.
Them. Principal Belding kisses them.
You're giving him way too much credit.
Them.
Kisses him, double, does the like European kiss on each cheek thing. Doesn't recognize it's Zach
still
at all.
Nobody. Nope. Still just a guy.
Yep. Just fooling everybody.
Yep.
With the simplest of disguises. And then when he sits down to start the match, that's when Jesse and Slater start describing
it. Hit the booth. Yep. Back in the booth.
Of course,
where they
for
belong.
All those listeners.
Yep.
And that's when they super start. They really
they interrupt an
the
episode of This
thing.
American Life, I think. That they play on the high school radio station.
Of course.
For this chess match.
In between like smooth jazz, rock blocks.
Wobegon. Lake Wobegon.
Yeah, but they keep calling him a commie. They do it so much that it's like, this might as well be 1963.
Yeah.
How much they refer to either him being Russian or being a commie.
Yep.
And also because they act as if, yeah, the dude's Russian or whatever, but he goes to Valley. He's not literally representing a Russian high school. They keep referring to it as if it's like the match of countries, U.S. versus Russia. And it's like, no, he goes to the school. It's like down the street from you guys.
Yeah, his parents are like more successful than yours. Like he's from a two-parent stable American home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he's not representing Russia.
Yeah.
He goes to a California high school just like all the
Americans
rest of you.
He's American than anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lives in America. His parents, he just like learned English in Russia. It's fine. I don't know what the big deal is.
It's fine.
Leave this kid alone.
Okay, so they start the match, and then that's when Zach just starts doing moves. And clearly he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he just starts moving the pieces. But nobody goes, nobody's like, what? That's totally not a move in chess. Everybody's just like, wow, he's so unorthodox. He has such a weird style. Which, yeah, it's like, wouldn't somebody, especially Screech, be like, yeah, those aren't moves.
Yeah. Yeah.
They... Okay. So far, my favorite part about this episode is you just agreeing with every observation I make.
Yeah, if I got nothing on it, I just, what else
but
can I do?
But I love how I'm like, because I'm obsessed with this show, and I, yeah, this is my thing, and I have all these episodes memorized, so I'm like, this is so fucking crazy, and you're like, yeah, it is. It's,
yeah,
clearly crazy.
This is the world you live in, that you escaped to, clearly. Something, you lost
that's
something in the
my
early
90s. Part, how you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
what
it's
happened.
Weird.
Yep. That's correct.
I'm so grateful that you did this. I wish I, the picture that should have accompanied this episode is the look on your face when I told you what,
yeah,
it entails.
It wasn't the look, it was the amount of blood falling out.
Yeah, but it,
it was the complete my face transformed when you told me what it was.
It absolutely did.
It was like,
because you came in, I already had Save Us All queued up, and you came in
there,
just
might,
like,
as well have been a music cue, like
well, because you just went, oh, is this a thing that you do? Like, you just,
yeah,
do this,
I literally
to kill
thought
time.
I came in and you were watching Save,
yeah,
Us All.
And I was like, oh no, this is what you're in for. And,
yeah,
you were like,
I don't,
oh,
care.
All right.
It's no, I mean, it's no better. It's like where we could talk about my fucking, I don't know, whatever people talk about on other podcasts.
Okay, so Zach does all these moves that aren't really moves. Then he stands up and is like, I surrender. Screech is too good. And they're like, what? And that's when the actual Russian guy comes jumping on the stage in his underwear.
Rope.
With a gag.
Roped up and gagged.
Gagged.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, buddy. I just
woke
your dog up.
Another thing that he did, Heath's dick. They clearly told Wardrobe, like, he needs extra large boxers.
Right.
Because he's wearing extra large boxers with 6 o'clock dick. Again, like, dick in the middle. It's not 6 o'clock, like, 6th floor dick.
6th floor dick, which is the name of my band.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dressed, he comes out, he's wearing the undergarments of a middle-aged man in the 1950s. Yeah.
The guy, the time to make the donuts guy.
Yes!
Yeah.
Holy shit, yes!
Yes.
That's perfect. I mean,
yes,
yeah, the white tank top, huge
polka dot boxers.
Black socks.
Yeah.
Just straight up man of the house in the 50s.
Yep.
And so, yeah, further proving how old this guy really is. So he comes out, gagged, everything, tied up. And that's when, you know, everyone's like, what's going on here? And he's like, these dudes tied me up and stole my clothes. And the overall attitude of everyone was just like, wah, wah. Like, that's how it,
yeah,
goes. Like, no, they literally kidnapped me and beat,
yeah,
me up. Like, you should call the police right now, Mr. Belding.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like, you knuckleheads. Like, meh.
You're welcome to extortion high.
Yeah.
Yes. Just another extortion. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, that's just their,
that's
shenanigans.
That's just what happened. This is prison, motherfucker.
Well, he's like, Mr. Belding just goes, okay, I'm disqualifying all. You're all disqualified from chess. So he's basically like, your punishment for physically assaulting,
the shittiest thing is you don't get to do the shittiest,
yes,
thing.
You don't get to participate in the most boring sport,
yeah,
at our school. You're disqualified,
yeah,
from it.
Yeah.
That's your punishment.
And you don't have to clean bathrooms.
Yeah.
So, in your face. This is what you wanted? This is what you're getting?
See? Go home now.
Yeah.
And party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, you guys are disqualified from chess, and then they freak out. No, oh my god, you can't, whatever. And then they end up letting them, he's like, well, will you let the real guy play? And he's like, yes. So they let the real guy play, the real Russian play. Screech ends up beating him. Violet comes in. Actually, I think you might be wrong, because I think Violet comes in and is like, see, you won even without your hat.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think she does.
I think you're right.
Because she's like, you still have me, and you,
right,
you don't,
you know,
have
what,
your hat,
yes,
you don't need it.
Yeah. Okay, if you can believe it, my mind must have wandered.
And then that's when it ends with this freeze frame we see right here, where it's like, Zach goes, well, I got Screechios.
Yeah.
And he's on the box of Screechios.
What should have been the match, what they sold as the match of the century, they did a dissolve. They did a time lapse with Russian music over it. Should have been the match of the century. They did one overhead shot for 6 seconds with a bunch of dissolves.
Right.
And it's over. They speed it up.
Right. When they could have, yeah, they could have,
like,
really slowed
it
down.
If they love chess,
played the music
make
from
me
Tetris.
Love chess the way these kids do.
Right.
They didn't do that. They left a lot of money on the table.
You know what I also am mad about? There was not at all a mock-up of Chess Boy magazine. It wasn't. I wanted the scene where it's like the extra, extra, and the papers fly at you.
Yeah.
But it's the cover of Chess Boy with Screech.
Yeah, that is weird. There's a Screechios.
Yeah, you have a fake box of Screechios, but you can't mock up a fake issue of Chess Boy magazine.
Yeah, come on, art department. Art department. Get your head out of your ass.
Okay, so. Is this the first ever episode of Saved by the Bell?
I think it's the first one I've seen all the way through, yes.
So you, how old are you, if you don't mind?
40 years old.
I thought you were closer to my age, and I'm not just saying that to kiss your ass. So you were aged, you were too old for this.
I was in college when Saved by the Bell started.
Okay.
Like, I moved, I became an adult in 1991.
Right. That sounds weird.
I know it does.
Just in the way that it's like...
I meant every implication.
Right, exactly. So. I'm like, well, okay then. Because for me it was just like a part of life.
Yeah, no,
at this
I can
point,
tell. But, I can always tell the difference when people talk about it. And like on Fallon will bring it up and it fucking kills. And I'm like...
Wait, how old is Jimmy Fallon?
Not that much younger than me, but it's that pivotal age.
I'm 34. Is he like 36 or something?
No, Jimmy's like 38, 39. So I think... And I think he went to college. I went to college for a year.
Right.
So I think he just watched it probably with his friends.
Right, right.
That's the story of Christmas.
So the only times you've seen it is just if you're like flipping channels or whatever.
Yeah,
or
and I wouldn't, I wasn't like prone to want to watch it.
Right, right.
I wasn't like, now this is the shit right here.
Now that you know the caliber of jokes.
I owe
you're
somebody an apology.
Fucking taping this at all times.
Yeah, done. Well, it's on Netflix. Don't need to.
Well, you don't need to. You
not
can just
waste
watch it
space
anytime.
The leaves. Buddy, like my dog.
Keith here. Liked it a lot.
All right, we're going to go.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, it was so fun.
For being here.
It was actually fun. Like, I was just playing, like, droll and fucking. I was counterpunching to your enthusiasm.
Right, but I
liked
it.
Like, yeah, it worked.
Okay.
I'm going to kiss you on cheek.
Yes. I got that on mic.
She just did cower a little bit. I was going because you're wearing a shoulder. You're wearing a shoulderless, sleeveless dress. And I went to kiss your cheek, and you did flinch a little bit.
Okay, well, dude, I didn't need to.
No, I got all the information I needed.
I didn't mean to do that.
No, I'm
maybe it's just because I'm cold in my shoulderless dress.
Hey.
Okay, your Twitter's at Neil Brennan.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And you're a real famous dude.
I have a Comedy Central special January.
You're a real famous dude. And you did me a real solid by deigning to come to my house and watch TV with me.
My pleasure.
And I appreciate it. Yay! Bye! Beep, 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 beep,